and you have your motives and methods. Will you listen to them? He says here that the grace of God, that is, this matter of giving, was a grace bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Now that is a tremendous statement. Out of poverty they gave, not out of riches that they gave. We don't know really anything about that today. Now, verse 3, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. Now, that was first of all a commitment of themselves to God. Now, will you listen to this? Praying us, verse 4, with much entreaty that we would receive the grace and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Now, that gift they had taken up was a grace. God had given them grace to give, and what they'd given was a grace, and it was a fellowship, and that means to share the things of Christ. You and I can't dream the love that they had one for another. Now, we talk today about social action in the church, and I must confess that the fundamental church has just about lost sight of it. It's wonderful today to give to missions, but what about some folk in your congregation that are in need? And many of them don't want their need to be known because they know it would become a subject of gossip in the church, and they don't accept help because they feel like it's more or less of a disgrace. And I've discovered that myself in my own ministry, and I had to fight sometimes a committee that wanted to know who the money was for. May I say to you, why, there are certain sensitive folk that the committee would talk, and time it got to their wives, it would be throughout the church. You see, we've lost, really today, this wonderful grace of giving.